Time once again for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. One stop to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what is coming up in our area with a chronological calendar of coming events, plus much, 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 much more. Mark, nice to speak to you today.
Morning, Marshall. Yep, it's a good week, especially if you like live comedy. There's a lot of live comedy in the area coming up, and lots of other things as well. So, yep, lots to talk about.
All right, we'll start off then. March 12th, Williamstown at Williams College.
Yeah, Williams College seems to have been getting a lot of good speakers of late. I mean, that's typical of, a number of the universities in the area. And this week, on Monday the 12th, as you say, they have Laverne Cox coming. She's an award-winning transgender actress. She's also a producer. And a big equal rights advocate. And she's going to be giving a talk called Ain't I a Woman? My Journey to Womanhood. Just to put it in context, she's really well known for her work in the Netflix series Orange is the New Black. She plays the groundbreaking role of Sophia Bursett. And I think she was nominated for an Emmy for that. But she has won an Emmy in her own right because she was the first trans woman of color to have a documentary, which is called Laverne Cox Presents the T Word, which was made in 2014. It's an hour-long documentary exploring the lives of seven transgender youths from across the country. And basically, it's all about their determination to lead their lives as the people they're meant to be. So, and she won that. She's also doing all sorts of other bits and pieces as well as an equal rights advocate. She's a great public speaker. This talk is going to be really, really popular. It's free. It's open to the public. It's at 7:30 in Williams College on Monday, March the 12th. So do check it out if you're interested. I think it'll be a fascinating talk.
March the 13th, we'll head to Hyde Park, the Culinary Institute of America.
Yeah. Well, I spotted this, to be absolutely honest. I was reading, every week we do a recipe in Rural Intelligence, and I usually try and make the recipe. Can't always make the recipe because it doesn't fit one way or another, but this week the recipe for butternut squash and turkey chili looked absolutely delicious. I mean, the photograph made it look great. So I was aiming to make it, and then I saw this and thought, why do I bother? Because the Culinary Institute of America down there in Hyde Park is having a dinner which just looks absolutely fabulous. They even had some pictures. We even published some pictures on Rural Intelligence of it. It's a five-course festive pasta dinner where they pair the five courses of pasta with various different wines as well. So they start with pasta fagioli, and that's followed by the butternut squash ravioli, which I'm afraid it's out of my league. Then lasagna and veal ragu. There's a rigatoni. And then finishing it all off is a chocolate agnolotti. I'm terrible on all this Italian language. But anyway, it looks absolutely fabulous. So if you're looking for a good reason to have a treat, take your significant other out for a delicious dinner, Culinary Institute of America, 6 o'clock on Tuesday, March the 13th, and you'll need to make a reservation for that.
The 13th through the 15th at Bard College's Fisher Center, Annandale on Hudson. Life is what you make it.
Yeah, well, I'll get around to that in a second. This actually looks really fascinating as well. So they have this event for over a few days, and it's again another Emmy award-winning composer, as a musician, and a philanthropist, and Peter Buffett. And he said that the encouragement to forge his own path in life was his greatest inheritance, along with the millions of dollars that he received from his parents, Warren Buffett and the late Susan Buffett. Now, I'm being slightly sarcastic, but I mean, this is the son of Warren Buffett. He has become a composer, musician. He's obviously a major philanthropist as well. And he's come and he's put on the show and it's already an intimate concert and candid conversation with the audience. The whole idea is that he wants to share the story of his life as he grew up with his father in Omaha, I guess they were with the parents down there. But he really is very different from his father. He's not an investor. He's more of a musician. And he has composed lots of original works. So it's interesting. Anyway, he has published a book called Life is What You Make It, Find Your Own Path to Fulfillment, which was a New York Times bestseller. And he's talking about it in these sort of concerts that he's doing. And Bard Fisher Center is putting it on. As you say, it's Tuesday the 13th, and then there are various times through Thursday, March the 15th as well. And it's a multimedia show. He himself is on the piano. There's a cellist there as well. There's all sorts of photographs of his childhood. There's video clips of his work in film. He was involved with Dances with Wolves. He did TV commercials. And of course, he's also very involved in philanthropy. He founded, I think, the Novo Foundation, which aims to work to shift culture from one of domination and exploitation to one of partnership and collaboration. And interestingly, he and his wife have set this up, and they're looking to girls and women to be the primary agents of change in that role as well. So, and the whole thing is really unscripted, and it sounds absolutely fascinating, because he takes questions from the audience throughout the show, and then obviously afterwards he'll sign books after the performance. So, absolutely fascinating. Check out all the details on, you can get there via Rural Intelligence as well.
On March the 15th in Millbrook, Lyle Memorial Federated Church.
I laugh for this. I had no idea that this was a feature, but I suspect that probably you, as a sort of a historian in the area, would probably know about it. So on Thursday, March the 15th, at the Lyle Memorial Federated Church in Millbrook, they're having a talk at 7:30 in the evening called Astronauts of Inner Space, the Millbrook Commune of the 60s. And the Millbrook Historical Society has asked the New York State historian Devin Lander to come over and talk about the fact that Timothy Leary spent some years in Millbrook, which just amazed me. I thought he was more a New York-based and area and whatever it is. But I'm sure, I don't know whether you were aware that he'd been down there and spent some time in a commune down there as well. But anyway, sounds absolutely fascinating. 7:30, Thursday, March the 15th.
Also on the 15th, we go to the Warner Theater in Torrington with Scott A. McCreary.
Yeah, I think it's a bit one end of the spectrum to the other. I mean, we go from Timothy Leary to Scott E. McCreary. Warner Theater puts these tremendous shows on, and Scotty McCreary, he was the 2011 American Idol winner. He is a breakthrough country music artist, I guess, in many respects. He is touring to promote his brand new album, which is called Seasons Change. A lot of listeners will be familiar with him and will want to go. So he's going to be in town in Torrington on Thursday, March the 15th, and that's at 8:00 in the evening.
The 16th and the 17th, North Adams, the High Mud Comedy Festival at Mass Mocha.
Yeah, they do this every year. I think, I can't remember whether this is the fifth year or the sixth year or whatever it is, and it seems to have been growing every year. It's the big Mass Mocha Comedy Festival. It's returning, and I say it's bigger each year because this year they've got that regular from This American Life, Mike Birbiglia. And they've got the singer Nellie McKay. They've got a couple of SNL cast members, Sasha Zamata, Taylor Garron is going to be there, Matteo Lane, Joyelle Nicole Johnson is going to be there. So, and it's 2 days. You have a ticket for the Friday, or you take a ticket for the Saturday, or you can take tickets for both days, I guess. There are all sorts of events all throughout Mass Mocha. You can also wander around Mass Mocha and check out what's the new exhibitions they've got on at the moment as well. So that's going to be really big. As I say, that's Friday the 16th and Saturday the 17th.
The 16th and 17th, we will leave Torrington and North Adams and head over towards Poughkeepsie, the Bardavon.
Yeah, we've talked about this in the past as well, because they've been to the to this area. But the Vardaron is putting on this this show called You and Me. It's by the Swiss masked theatre troupe, I guess you call them, the Mummenschanz, who have, I guess the best word to say is they pioneered a new form of visual theatre. They tell stories through visual spectacles. And the stories are supposed to, because they're completely unaccompanied by any scenery, there's no music, it's just these actors on stage, and they are in masks, and they have these amazing costumes, and they tell stories just that way. Is not so it, the whole idea is to transcend cultural barriers, to spark the imagination. So it is pretty amazing stuff. They've been doing it for 40 years, so it's been around, and they've been to the area before. But once you've seen them, I suspect it's the sort of thing that you really celebrate when they come back. It's a really fascinating thing. It's both on the Friday the 16th and Saturday the 17th, so there are a couple of opportunities to see them. So check it out. It's all at Bardavan on those days. And again, you can go to the Bardavan website directly, or you can go via Royal Intelligence.
On the 17th, we'll wind our way back up to Williamstown.
So am I the last person in the area to have heard of Pi Day, Marshall? Have you heard of Pi Day? Are you aware of this?
No. No.
Well, no, it's a big thing now. I think I was listening to a podcast from The Economist or somebody like that. Pi Day is now a big event throughout the country, and Williamstown is celebrating it. Pi, as you know, is the mathematical concept which starts with 3.14. That is the date actually on Wednesday, the March the 14th. It's, you know, and it's put down as 3.14. And so throughout America, and I think parts of the Western world as well, there are all sorts of Pi Day celebrations, and people make pies. And the Williamstown Rural Lands Foundation has decided to celebrate Pi Day, but they've decided to do it on March the 17th, on the Saturday, so that more people can participate. And it's a tremendous idea. In this particular event, it's tremendous. I think it'd be a great fun event. What the idea is, you go to Sheep Hill Farm, starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, to go to Sheep Hill Farm, and you take two pies with you. And they can be any types of pies. They can be pizza pie, they can be quiche, they can be fruit pies, they can be meat pies, whatever. I think they're very, very liberal in their use of the word pies. And the first one you take, and you get to put it on a big table, and you get to taste everyone else's, and you can eat it then and there, or you know, eat and try everyone's pies there. And then the second pie is for the exchange. And what happens is, as you go into the event, you're given a raffle ticket, and at 11:15, they pull the tickets, and you are able to go out and pick a pie from the untouched pie exchange table to take home with you. So it's a brilliant idea, great fun, very unusual, and apparently this is going on in lots of places through the States and even into Europe as well. And who knew? I never knew about it until I started hearing about it this week. I think it's a great fun event. They, by the way, provide all sorts of refreshments and other pies that they bring, so you get to chow down when you're there as well. Afterwards, by the way, if you want to, they have two great scenic walking loops. So after the 11:30 or so, when it all finishes, you can either go on an easy half an hour walk, or then there's a sort of slightly longer 45-minute walk you can go, which you may need to do after eating all that pie. Anyway, it starts at 10 o'clock, Sheep Hill Farm in Williamstown.
On the 17th, Sharon Audubon has their Maple Fest and Maple Bake Sale.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's been really busy from our point of view in making maple syrup harvesting the maple syrup this year. The last few weeks we've had a lot of warm days, or warmish days, and cold nights. So the sap has been running, and the Sharon Audubon Center has got a whole sugaring operation with a working sugar house. They've also got sort of, they recreate Native American early colonial sugaring methods as well. So this is your opportunity to get a guided tour of their sugaring operation on Saturday, March the 17th. It starts at 12 o'clock. Do check out the details. It's really fascinating.
March 17th, three viewings.
Yeah. So we've talked about at the Aglet Theatre Company in the past. They started in... actually in Salisbury, and then they moved to Stockbridge, and now they're down in Sheffield, and they use the Dewey Memorial Hall. And the Aglet Theatre Company basically stage readings of new and, I guess, seldom performed plays. And what makes them particularly fun is that the doors open a bit early, so you can go in and you can have a refreshment beforehand. But then after the plays have been read, they really aim to have an insightful and lively discussion about the plays. And so they put on plays which deliberately spark conversation one way and another. And on Saturday the 17th, they're putting on this three viewings. And these are three, they say they're darkly funny but touching monologues. And they're set in a funeral parlor in a Midwestern town. So the first is called Telltale. It's about a respectable married mortician who is lost in grief for a beautiful real estate broker. So that's one. And secondly, there's the second one is called A Thief of Tears. It's all about an upper-class daughter who steals jewelry from corpses. Pretty amazing. And then the third one is called 13 Things About Ed Carpalotti. This story revolves around a newly widowed matron and how upset she is, but apparently love rescues her from beyond the grave. So three really interesting monologues put on, and you get a chance to discuss them afterwards, meet the cast, obviously, and talk about them with the director. It starts, there are two shows, one at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's at 7:30. You'll obviously have to make a reservation and get a ticket, and you can go online to do that at the Aglet Theatre or the Dewey Memorial Hall as well.
In Hudson, New York, we go chocolate hunting?
Yeah. I have to put it in. My wife would be disappointed if I didn't. But then this one sounded really weird as well. Verdigris in Hudson do a fantastic job. If you love desserts and chocolate, then they really do. And they're putting on what they're calling a Hue chocolate tasting. And I looked at it and I thought, what is Hue? In this particular case, Hue is short for human. And I don't exactly know what makes these chocolates human. But these chocolates are organic. They're all stone ground and they're unadulterated. So there's no dairy, no GMOs, there's no emulsifiers, no soy lecithin, they say, no gluten, no refined sugars, no cane sugar. So it's pretty amazing chocolate. And what they're doing, and it starts at 5 o'clock in the evening, and you can pop in and I'm sure taste a few and then leave or whatever. But they're pairing these chocolates with wines from the Hudson Chatham Winery. So it starts at 5 o'clock if you're on Warren Street in Hudson on Saturday, March the 17th. You can pop in, do a few minutes of chocolate tasting, have a glass of wine, and be on your way. But it sounds really pretty amazing. I'm not sure it will taste like chocolate we normally think of.
All right. Hey, look at this. We're going to wind our way back to Annandale on Hudson.
Yeah, they've got a couple of things this week at Bard, which I think is really interesting. Golden Age of Song is the second performance of the Catskill Jazz Factory's Classical Jazz and Soul series. We talked about the first one. Looks really interesting. Damien Sneed is going to be joined by the Grammy-winning trumpeter Kenyon Harold. It's all for a tribute to swing, bebop and rock and roll. I think it will be a great fun evening. That's at Bard on Saturday, March 17th.
We will move on to Stockbridge once again. Our friends at the Berkshire Botanical Garden give us a little information to relieve us from winter.
Yeah, this I realize is something that I really need to do. My vegetable garden has been a disaster in the last few years. It is all fenced off, so the deer can't get at it. I just don't seem to be able to grow vegetables for my life. And on Saturday 18th at 11 o'clock in the morning, sorry, is it actually Saturday the 18th? Marshall, hang on one second. Is Saturday the 18th or not? We've been talking about Saturday the March the 17th, and now I have Saturday, March the 18th.
March, Saturday is the 17th.
So it's this may be, could you just hold on one second? I apologize for messing you around. This is, sorry, I'm going to have to go to Rural Intelligence to check it out. March 18th. So that's the, the Sunday?
That would be Sunday.
Yeah, it's Sunday. Sorry, I messed up there. Sunday. Okay. Right. Sorry. We've got the two events are on March the 18th, which is the Sunday. So, I apologize. Do you want to start us off on the Berkshire Botanical Garden?
We'll pick it right back up again. Yep. And our good friends at the Berkshire Botanical Garden would like to get us out of the winter frame and into thinking about spring and summer.
Yeah, this is really useful for me because my vegetable garden has been a disaster. We've got a beautiful plot which we've spent a lot of time preparing. It's fenced off and whatever it is, but I can't seem to get my vegetables growing well. The Berkshire Botanical Garden has got this talk entitled Veggie Garden Remix, and they've got the best-selling author Nikki Jabour, and she's going to be talking about how you can sort of change up and really produce completely new vegetable gardens with an array of plants that you just normally wouldn't have. So she's talking about cucamelons, Indian cucumbers, Chinese artichokes, za'atar, whatever they are, Tokyo bacana, and all sorts of unusual vegetables, which hopefully will grow a bit better than the regular vegetables which I try and grow. She's going to be talking at 11 o'clock on that March 18th, and it's a books, and then afterwards there's a book which you can pick up, which will tell you to give you all the details to how it all goes on. So the talk starts at 11 o'clock. So if your vegetable garden needs a bit of a refresh, this is a great opportunity.
We will then now move on to Poughkeepsie and wind our way back to the Bardavon for a second visit.
Yeah, well, I mentioned there's a lot of live comedy in the area this week, and we talked about the Mudfest up in North Adams at Mass Mocha. Well, on Sunday, March the 18th, 7 o'clock in the evening, Bardavon are hosting Louis Anderson, who is currently starring with Zach Galifianakis in the FX series Baskets. And he's starring as Christine Baskets, and I guess this role has won him his third Emmy, so it's really interesting. Anyway, he's going to be there doing his comedy shtick on March 18th, 7 o'clock in the evening. The evening is going to be opened by Matt Stofsky, so if you enjoy a fun evening, that would be a great thing as well.
And finally, the Cranwell Resort Spring Supper?
Yeah, no. I mentioned this now. It's actually on Monday, March the 19th. But the reason I'm mentioning it is that every year there is a benefit for Berkshire Grown and Share the Bounty. This usually is a completely sold-out event, so you really do have to plan well in advance. So if you have been thinking about going to this event, which this year is in Cranwell up in Lennox, you should be picking up your tickets, because it's usually a fantastic dinner. This year, the dinner is going to be prepared by Peter Platt, the owner and chef at the Old Inn on the Green in New Marlborough. And they also are having a host chef, Gustavo Perez, of the Southfield store. So this is a pretty impressive lineup of chefs. So the dinner is going to be absolutely fabulous. And it's all to celebrate Berkshire Grown, which is a wonderful organization, and also Share the Bounty, which both do really great work in the area. It starts at 6 o'clock in the evening, but if you're planning to go, you do need your tickets now. And so I thought I'd give everyone a heads up. So the sooner, the better.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is it. A very busy week, and there's much more than just this at ruralintelligence.com. Mark, we'll speak to you next week.
I, as always, look forward to it, Marshall. Thanks very much.